Hello and welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sagdeo. Today we'll talk about the opening of the new Peace Support Training Center at the Canadian Forces Base in Kingston and a recently concluded 32nd Commanders Conference of American Armies. And also we'll touch on the story that a police website has been hacked in Saskatchewan by supporters of the Islamic State. Last week, a member of the Parliament for Kingston and the Islands, Mark Gretesen, took part in a ribbon-cutting ceremony to highlight the completion of the new Peace Support Training Center at the Canadian Forces Base in Kingston. The new facility is named after the late Lieutenant Colonel Paul Augustus Mayer. The Lieutenant Colonel was a CAF infantry officer in the Second World War and also in the Korean War. He greatly contributed to numerous peace support operations, serving as commander in Southeast Asia and Africa, and as an advisor to the UN Secretary General. The new training center was built by Bird Communication Limited of Mississauga, Ontario, which was awarded the contract for $14.5 million to perform the construction work. The work was delivered on time and on budget. This project generated investments of $23 million, including taxes, in the local economy and created approximately 110 jobs during the construction period. The Minister of National Defense, Harjit Sajjan, said that the government is focused on ensuring members of the Canadian Armed Forces are well supported and trained so they can continue to support countries in their search for peace and stability. He went on to say that Canada will continue to train highly professional soldiers and government staff and work with our allies to do our share for peace. The Peace Support Training Center is part of an international exchange program which enables Canadian instructors to teach and gain experience at allied training centers and also host foreign instructors at the center. In 2016, the Peace Support Training Center hosted 29 foreign instructors and 71 allied military personnel from over 25 countries for training. The commander of the Canadian Army, Lieutenant General Paul Winnick, recently attended the Commanders Conference of American Armies, that's the CCAA, and this was in Washington, D.C. from the period of November the 6th to November the 9th. The Commanders Conference of American Armies is an opportunity for the Army leaders from North, Central, and South America, and also the Caribbean, to meet to discuss areas of mutual interest and also to share lessons learned. The conference contributes to the security and the democratic development of member countries from a military perspective. During the conference, Army commanders reflect on the work of the past cycle and provide guidance for the execution of the next two-year cycle. While at the conference, Lieutenant General Winnick, he conducted bilateral meetings with several partner nations from within the region. He said that, "I commend the Conference of American Armies members for their achievements during the 32nd cycle and look forward to the productive discussions in the next cycle. This long-term and active multilateral dialogue allows member nations to better understand and identify the needs, challenges, and areas for potential collaboration." He went on to say that Canada is a committed partner in these efforts and will continue to work with member nations to address the complex security challenges of today and tomorrow in a manner that promotes partnerships and cooperation. The Conference of American Armies was founded in 1960 with the aim of analysis, debate, and exchange of ideas and experiences related to matters of common interest in the field of defense. Police in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, say their website has been hacked by apparent supporters of the Islamic State militants. In an article that appeared on CTV News, We learned that the police force's website was completely altered on Wednesday morning to show a black screen with the message, "Hacked by Team System DZ. I love Islamic State." And then in the background, there was this non-English language audio track that was playing. The hacked webpage was removed at around 10 a.m., that's the Central Standard Time, on the same day on Wednesday. Prince Albert Police says that the force's IT department is working to overcome the hack and to get their site back up and running. The police force says as well that the breach doesn't affect the police operations or even their data. According to the Prince Albert Deputy Chief, that's Jeff Roden, in a Facebook post, he said, "This incident serves as a reminder to the public that agencies and individuals can be vulnerable, and if they receive questionable emails or content on their computer or device, to contact the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center or their internet service provider." Sergeant Travis Willey wrote on Facebook that this kind of cyber attack has never happened to the Prince Albert Police before, and that the force is taking steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again. The Team System DZ has claimed responsibility for a number of recent cyber attacks, including one on Monday on the sites of more than 800 schools in the U.S. In June, the group hacked government websites in Maryland, Ohio, and New York. With that, we've come to the end of Vanguard Radio for this week. This is Marcelo Sugdev saying bye for now.